At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Here's what we got on tap this hour. We're going to chat about Dylan Raiola, the year two jump. What can you expect? What's realistic? What's not? How can he improve himself physically, which seems to be a bit of a hot topic lately? He's going on a bit of a media tour or sports appearance tour to local high schools and basketball games, the men's basketball games, which he's at quite a bit. Emma Johnson's been with him. Other players have been with him here and there, you know, chatting about those things. That's what we're going to do here in about 30 seconds. My former co-host from Fourth and Pain back out in D.C., the man who is the weight loss champion, as the name was given to him by some random NFL player, is going to come join us, and he has free reign to say whatever he'd like about me. He does know things. We'll see what he chooses to say and or not. And then we'll chat about some other things to hopefully find interesting. He is the man who once lost 275 pounds, so maybe he can help me lose an additional 10 to 15. It sounds like nothing when I compare it to 275, but it's so challenging. Actually, it's not. It is, but it isn't, because I've lost 100 pounds in the past. What I said yesterday still rings true. I was so upset with myself that I let a lot of it come back on. I don't need to lose 100 pounds again. But over the course, I did that like 8-9 years ago. Over the course of 8-9 years, it slowly just came back on. So now I'm trying to get back down to where I want to be permanently. But he'll be joining us. Also, a little bit of Nebraska women's basketball. All right. How can they get back on track? Should we be concerned? But let's start right off the top. Dylan Raiola. Okay, so I'm just going to read this article as it is. And Kosalu Peru, all right, Essentially Sports, this is the website. And I'm just going to read it, all right? We can give our reaction to it. I don't know that I agree with every single word here, but Dylan Raiola's figure isn't looking great lately. It's 6'3", 230 pounds. Patrick Mahomes' lookalike isn't exactly rocking a six-pack, but hey, no biggie. Even the three-time Super Bowl champ wasn't fazed when fans trolled him. Talk about Mahomes. Dad bought at the time. Mahomes said, and I quote, "It gives me the cushion that I need to take hits. So as long as I can keep it in the right areas and it's just in the stomach, I think we'll be able to make this career last a long time," end quote. But jokes aside, all right, there's been some clips recently of the Nebraska quarterback that maybe raised some eyebrows here and there. Some other folks around the state have even mentioned it or brought it up, how he could get himself in more elite-type physical shape. The first person I ever heard mention it publicly was Sean Callahan. Maybe someone else did it, but he was the first person I heard when I interviewed him about 3 weeks ago. So when that picture last summer was going around, you know, Dylan walked in to camp, and then people showed the picture of Mahomes walking into camp. And that thing went borderline pretty much viral. Like, it was everywhere. Like, they look a lot like each other. They do. The one, and I never had likened him to Mahomes at that point in time. And I've talked about this before on this show. I'd never done it because I didn't want to put that out there in the universe, even though to me it was like plain to see. They look alike. They look alike. And obviously, Dylan looks up to Patrick, and that's cool. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. To me, there was one thing that I noticed that was noticeably different in those pictures at the time. And the kid was a true freshman. He was 19. I'm like, hey, give him some time to get in the weight room. And that difference that I noticed can go away. Since then, people have obviously brought up the comparisons to Patrick Mahomes, someone they share the same trainer. He was in the Chiefs locker room at the AFC Championship game. There's some connections there. Okay. This offseason, the reason I bring up Sean was because it was in the back of my mind, like, there's some things Dylan can do to take his game to the next level. Work on his footwork, not uncommon for a 19, 20-year-old. Quicker release, quicker decision-making. I think a lot of that was due to the overcomplication of the offense last year. And then you saw him play better when Holgorsen literally said, we're going to simplify. Okay, the deep ball, those were the top three things. All right, feet, quicker release deep ball, which is ironic because the deep ball was something he was great at in high school. Great at in high school. Now, I'd like to see the touchdown to interception ratio. I'd like it to see more touchdowns, less interceptions. Part of that goes with being an inexperienced true freshman at the time. He had 13 TDs to 11 INTs last year. By the way, his senior year of high school, he had 34 TDs to one INT. So he's shown that he can do it. Okay, when he played down at Buford, Georgia. For me, when I start to read some of these things and I see some of these things, I had not brought up the physical thing just yet. It can almost be a little bit awkward, but in the back of my mind, I knew I was going to bring it up at some point. But Sean was the first one, and he didn't make a big deal of it. You know, just lose 10, 15 pounds. It'll help you make it a little bit quicker first step. Learn how to slide, when to slide at the appropriate times. Those were the things that Sean brought up in addition to the three things I mentioned. So if you were to lay out five things, feet, quicker release, work on the deep ball, which we know he can do. Okay, get a little bit quicker with your burst and first step, which, you know, losing 10 to 15 would help. And then the slide thing. So to me, those are the things he can do. None of those are rocket science. None of those. Feet, it's not incredibly hard to do. Quicker release, that of everything is probably the most challenging because part of that is just plain decision-making, which comes with reps over time, plus how you throw the football, but just making quicker decisions. All right. You know, when it comes to the sliding thing, that's harder than it would seem. I have shared this story before. I've watched Robert Griffin III just struggle with this thing immensely. One of the freakiest athletes to put on the pads and a helmet, just struggled with sliding, mostly because he refused to do it and didn't want to learn how to do it. And then when he tried to do it, my God, did it look awful. And he knows it. He laughed about it at the time. But the most challenging things to me would probably be, okay, a lot of this comes back to Holgorsen, the quicker decision-making and or the quicker getting the ball out, and then losing 10 to 15, okay, which I don't think that's a bad thing to put him down around 215, probably give or take a little bit. I think it would make him quicker. I know Mahomes kind of joked, oh, it allows me to take the bigger hits or whatever the case may be. He was more or less joking. Mahomes is in fine shape now. I mean, in fact, he's the appropriate size for a quarterback who wants to run around, doesn't want to run with the ball, but wants to be able to move and absorb some of the hits. He's big enough to do that. He's big enough not to be easy to tackle, but he's slim enough that he can move quickly. And that's all I think Dylan needs to do. And, you know, if anybody's, you know, like, oh, body shaming, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, we're talking about a guy who is supposed to be the leader of this team. We're talking about a guy who is a five-star, who has elite aspirations, no doubt, whether it be in college or the NFL. This is part of it. Like when my D-line coach looked at me when they drafted me to the Rams and I was 292, he said, you need to get up to 315 because for some reason they wanted me to play nose guard. Do I look like a nose guard to you, Jake?
No.
Okay. But topic for another day. The first season went fine. It was after that that things got interesting, mostly when Spags and Daly came in and we just didn't see eye to eye on a few things. But I look back at things that I could always have done better, but I didn't bat an eye. And then when they're like, hey, you need to lose weight to be a 3-4 defensive end. All right, I can do that. It's part of the gig. It's part of the job. But I do think it's something that is easier said than done, but a bigger deal maybe than some people realize without taking it to a disrespectful level. This is something that can make him instantly quicker, a little bit faster. Maybe you get away from about 3 or 4 or 5 more sacks throughout the year.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Then just being one step slower, Maybe you can get down quicker. Maybe you can make a guy miss a little quicker. Maybe you're able to do things a little bit quicker, because little things add up to big things over time very quickly in a game of inches, which we talked about in the first hour of this show. So to me, this is something that I think can be a little bit challenging to do. Some people easier, some people harder than others. But I think it's something that can, over time and over the course of a season, add up to being a pretty big difference maker, potentially, for Dylan. What are your thoughts on that, Jake?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's something that hopefully we do see happen. And I think the other thing, too, and as you can kind of say, as you lost your weight, and I think most people, too, is you feel pretty good about losing weight. Like, you feel like you're overcoming something that was a struggle for you at some point. And it might not have been like this big thing. I mean, I don't think he's necessarily big for a college kid. He's just kind of big for a quarterback, I guess. So, you know, for an elite level athlete, it's getting paid probably over $1 million to do this. So it's just one of those things. I think mentally, if he is able to lose 10 to 15 pounds, that will also kind of help him where he's at, just thinking, okay, you know, there, because even as confident as he must be through all the life experiences as he's had, there's still some doubts, and you know, you get some clarity and say, hey, I can do this.
You make a great point about the mental part of it and the impact that it can make. Like, I am down 10 to 15 pounds from where I started, as much of a struggle as it's been for me at times. So I've lost that 10 to 15. All right. And I got about probably 10 more that I want to do. I'll tell you right now, I feel better. I'm just in a little bit better shape. You know, I think I shared on air that I about passed out alone in our weight room at home the first day, because I was an idiot and went way too hard right out the gate. But I just feel better. Like, I've got more energy. I feel better. I was going to say I move quicker. What do I move quicker doing? Going up and down the stairs in my house? But like, you just feel better and your body moves better. Okay. So for me, I think that's something that can matter. Let me ask you this question, because I don't want to call it like the media tour or whatever, but he's going around to all these high school games and taking pictures, him and Emmett. There's been other players with him. They're at the Lincoln Stars hockey game. He goes to men's basketball games and volleyball games, you know, in Omaha quite a bit. Like, is that something that matters to you? Is that something that excites you? Hey, he's getting involved in the community. He's rallying the people. Is this something you're like, oh, he just wants to be in the limelight? Because I'll give you my quick answer. If you win, I don't care. Look at Nick Saban. That guy, go back and watch some of his press conferences. He was adversarially arguing or going after the reporters. He was a jerk. He was a jerk. Have you ever heard anyone else call him a jerk at his press conferences until I just did right now?
I don't think at his press conference.
Like, not at, but about how he acts. Okay, yeah. About how he acts. Have you ever heard somebody else say it?
I've seen it before, because he is kind of a jerk at his press conferences.
But yeah. Not many people talk about it.
Right, yeah.
Because he wins.
Right.
Let's be honest. Winning cures all. If he acts like that and he's losing, he's the biggest a-hole anybody's ever seen. But because he's Nick Saban and he wins, people just kind of like, oh, that guy's intense. That guy's passionate. He's holding reporters accountable. All this stuff. If you win, it's not a cure all, but it's a cure 99.9% of things. If he wins, I don't care. If he leads his team and he plays better and he makes the appropriate year two jump that he should, I don't care. All right. For me, I think it's fair to expect a decent year two jump. One of the things I asked Grant, because Winston, when I interviewed him a week ago, he went from playing a bunch as a true freshman in I believe, 94, to all conference, first team all conference as a sophomore. I'm like, talk to me about that jump and that improvement. How did that happen? He didn't give me a revolutionary answer. And had somebody asked me, I would have said the same thing. He said, you know what class schedule looks like. You know what to expect. Nothing is new. Nothing is surprising. You're used to your surroundings. You know the people. You know what to expect. You're not adjusting. You're just comfortable. I don't think I've ever said this publicly outside of a couple of speeches. My first semester at Nebraska was miserable. I was absolutely miserable. It was hard. It was difficult. It was probably the toughest adjustment I've ever had in my life. My second semester, I went home after the bowl game. It helped that I got to go home, see some folks, get over the homesickness. I was redshirting, so I'm going to shock you when I tell you that being on scout teams is not the funnest thing on planet Earth. I came back that second semester, and I never looked back. Like, it wasn't even the fall of my second year. It was the second semester of my true freshman year. I never looked back. I've talked about how that spring ball was when I felt like I made the biggest jump, was just simply first semester to second semester of the same year, not even a whole new year. I was used to things. I was acclimated. I'd made friends. I'd gotten to know people. I knew what to, I'd had never done a spring ball, but I'd been to a million practices at that point. And I've talked about, I knew I could play football when every day I lined up against Richie and I started to win more battles than I could lose. And I'm not going to drop an O lineman's name if I don't respect the O lineman. So anytime I say that, it's because he's one of the three or four best linemen I've ever played against in my life, which is why it means something. So it's actually respectful when I say that. I don't want anyone to think I'm disrespecting Richie. Wish we had a few more Richies. And that's when I knew I could play, but it was within the same year. Raiola is going to be going into his second spring ball and already into his second year because he was here for the second semester last year. So I think it's fair to expect a bit of a jump. Probably the biggest jump any athlete makes is from their first to second year, just like the biggest improvement most teams make in a season is the first to second game. Any thoughts on that before we head to break, Jake?
No, yeah, it absolutely makes sense. And as far as this tour goes, too, I think, you know, we, part of the recruitment here was probably, hey, you're going to be a mini celebrity here when you get to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And then to get upset about him, like enjoying that or being part of it, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, he's a walking billboard for Nebraska football, you know, walking time. I think that's great to get him out in the public.
Yeah, to be clear, I don't have a problem with it. I've seen some people who weren't crazy about him running over to the fans, and some former players, to be frankly honest with you, weren't crazy about him running over to the fans right at the end of the bowl game. And so when you see him doing some of these things, I didn't necessarily bother me as much, to be honest with you, after the bowl game. I know it did some other folks, been topics of some conversations. I wouldn't say a ton. But when I see him going around doing this thing, like I also know that he's peer recruiting like nobody else for Nebraska football, as far as trying to bring players in and things of that nature and helping with recruiting weekends. And yes, when he decommitted from Georgia to come here, he talked about being a spoke on a wheel there. Well, the inherent thing is it's a little bit different at Nebraska. So again, if he wins, I got zero problem with it. At this moment in time, I don't have a big problem with it. I've just had people ask me about it, so I wanted to just discuss it for a minute. But I thought Jake made a great point. Hey, this is part of the gig. Why would you be mad about it? So, but again, it comes back to, do you win football games or not? All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I don't get nervous about interviews. I don't. Chuck's such a nice guy. He'll probably say all wonderful things, but he's got some things in that chamber that he could share about me. I'm going to leave it up to him, whatever he wants to say. But don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.